More Idaho Matters right now. Our state's resettlement program began in the 1970s as part of a national effort to receive refugees from Southeast Asia after the Vietnam War. And for this current fiscal year, the Idaho Office for Refugees will welcome between 900 and 1,000, according to Communications Manager Holly Beach. She joined refugee Alicia Shubilu, who will be an MC for World Refugee Day in Boise tomorrow, Saturday, for a chat with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Let's take a listen.
Holly Beach, let's start with you. What can you share with us regarding 2023 resettlement in Idaho? What do the numbers look like?
Yeah, it's been a really special year in Idaho. Idaho has a long-standing tradition of resettlement. It's interesting, if you look across the nation, we per capita have traditionally been kind of a leader in welcoming people in need of refuge. So this year we are, you know, at the end of the fiscal year in September, I think we'll be right around 900 to 1,000 people who we've welcomed to our state for the fiscal year, wow, which is pretty in line. I mean, it goes up and down historically, but that's kind of in line with our average.
Up from everywhere, right?
From all over the world, yeah. We do have the top countries we've been seeing in the last couple of years have continued to be the Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, and also the Ukrainian. From Ukraine, we have a new Ukrainian Welcome Center that opened up in Nampa last year to respond to that need.
Elisa, what part of your story can you share? Your family is from DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, yes?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So, like, I have born in Congo, and when I was 7, like, there was a lot of war, and then we got separated with my parents. And then I ended up going to Rwanda, living with my grandparents. And then, like, I was with my 3 sisters. So we were young to be separated from our parents, but that's what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's my understanding you just graduated with a psychology degree, yes?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
So, like, the reason why I went to psychology, actually, when I was in Africa, I was doing journalism and communication. But when I came here, I saw, like, a lot of things. And I saw how my dad passed through a lot, but he have never went to see a counselor or something like that. And I was like, oh, if I study psychology and then be a counselor, like, I will have more refugees welcome to talk to me because I speak their languages. And, like, I'm also a refugee. They will be more welcome to talk to me, to open up for me so that I can help them. So I said, if I be a counselor, like family and marriage counselor, I'll be very helpful to the refugee community.
Oh, that's perfect. Holly Beach, whenever someone moves to Boise, I at the top of their to-do list, I always say it's World Refugee Day. The food, the performance, and then what usually turns into a rather emotional citizenship ceremony. And that is this Saturday. It's the 4th of July and Christmas and every ethnic celebration all into one. It's tough to describe other than it's wonderful.
I agree. It's a special time. And, you know, I say the reason that we have World Refugee Day is not good. It's sad to know that people have had to leave their homes and families have been separated. But what we celebrate is just what Elisa is talking about, is that chance to be together again, that chance to rebuild in a place where you can be safe and belong and work hard and give back. I think that's really beautiful. And all the different cultures that get to thrive in Idaho because of refugee resettlement, it's really special to see. And to celebrate that.
And what's amazing is if you're in search of some connection to whatever the American experience is, and we're usually in search of that, right, as we approach Independence Day and all that, this is so uniquely American because it is, it's wide, it's deep, it's vast, it's just more.
It is. It's so vibrant. It's so colorful. You get to experience different things, different foods, different, you know, even like the songs, the dance and the people. It's really about the people to coming together and meeting people like Elisa and some of my colleagues from the Idaho Office of Refugees will be, you know, selling their crafts or singing. And I'm just so excited to share in that day with them.
We should note that Magic Valley Refugee Day celebration is today at Twin Falls City Park. Things get underway at 6 p.m. And then World Refugee Day in Boise is tomorrow. Things get underway at 9:30. The ceremony, the citizenship ceremony, is 11 a.m. It sweeps past the lunch hour and bring an appetite as well. So have a wonderful day. Elisa, you must be excited. You're the MC of the big to do.
Yeah, I am very excited. Like, I can't wait to see all the refugees from all over the world, and like, we share what we have been doing. Like, to me, a refugee day is like the day to look back on what we lost and don't cry about it and think about what we got, because we got a lot in this country, and like, the future, like, the sky is no longer the limit. If we came here and being able to go to school and graduate and have job and have good house. So I think that all of the refugees should think about like being a refugee in a positive way, like forget about what we lost and think about what we got.
Wow, my heart just skipped a beat. She is Elisa Shabile, and Holly Beach with the Idaho Office of Refugees. Have a grand weekend.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, talking about World Refugee Day, which will take place this Saturday. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.